you're hoping that maybe you can find a smoking gun or something that you can grab onto that says absolutely one way or another. And in this case, we had difficulty in finding that.
When the Michael Jackson trial began on the 28th of February 2005, prosecutor Tom Snedden promised the jury shocking details. He would show them, he said, how one of the most famous celebrities of our day lured a 13-year-old boy into his web. He would detail how Michael Jackson seduced the boy with attention and gifts, how he showed him pornography and plied him with alcohol, all with one goal in mind, sex. It sounded like a compelling case, but whatever Snedden intended, it backfired.
We expected probably better evidence, you know, something that was a little more convincing, and it just wasn't there, you know, just wasn't there.
Snedden began with a dramatic moment familiar to millions of television viewers, the now infamous documentary by Martin Bashir. The jury heard Jackson admit to having boys sleep over at his ranch and how it happened.
And then he finally said, okay, if you love me, you sleep on a bed.
The boy accuser himself appears in the documentary holding hands with the star and resting his head on Jackson's shoulder. When the day came for the accuser to testify about being molested, Jackson was more than an hour late, finally showing up, dressed, curiously, in pajama bottoms. With Jackson in court, the boy told how, after he was diagnosed with cancer, he met the pop star.
Michael Jackson came into his life. Michael Jackson. And then takes him into his heart and wants to be his family, wants to be his dad. His parents were divorced, and he didn't have a dad. And Michael Jackson says, call me daddy.
But it was a relationship, the boy said, that took a sinister turn. He described how Jackson would get him drunk and molest him.
For the prosecution, the accuser, when he took the stand, was actually very good for him. He was composed, he told his story. The problem for them was when Tom Mesereau got a shot at him and really shook him up a lot.
He was a cancer survivor, and the defense couldn't really attack him. So basically, Tom just went about the business of slowly deconstructing his story.
As his tale unfolded, troubling inconsistencies emerged. The boy told a dean of his school that he wasn't molested. Was it a lie?
His story had changed over time. He had told cops at one point that he'd been touched five times, that Michael Jackson molested him five times, then it was seven times, then it was back down to five.
I had a hard time believing him. I had a really hard time.
For the defense, the accuser was the biggest obstacle they'd overcome. Because if the accuser were to be believed, then the defense would lose. And so they were very prepared. Mesereau did a very excellent cross-examination.
He was just as deft with the only eyewitness, the accuser's brother. The brother said he saw Jackson masturbate while fondling the accuser. But again, key details were missing.
He couldn't remember whether or not, you know, his brother had on clothes or didn't have on clothes, had on underwear, didn't have on underwear. Very key, important details. So that testimony, very fundamental to the claims of molestation, never lined up, never synced up. And I'm not sure whether the jury could ever reconcile that.
During the cross-examination, the boys began to look less sympathetic.
I'm sure Tom Snedden, in a perfect world, would have had the Hardy Boys as victims here. And he didn't. He had a very tough sell. He had victims who didn't act like victims. He had unsympathetic victims.
If the credibility there had not really been as big of an issue, this is just conjecture on my part, but it could very well have swung the decision in the other direction.
The prosecution's case was floundering. But then Tom Snedden pulled off what many observers at the time thought was a decisive and potentially devastating coup. He convinced the judge to allow into evidence past allegations of child abuse that had been leveled against Michael Jackson. Allegations that would show the defendant had a history of molesting boys.